Now, a study of job seekers in Ireland, you may have heard, has found that nearly half of us would refuse a job if it did not have a remote or hybrid working option. That's compared to a global average of 29%. The survey found good work-life balance continues to be cited as a priority for job seekers here, followed by pay, job security and paid holidays. For more on this, we're joined by Dr. Laura Bambrick. She's Social and Employment Officer with the Irish Congress of Trade Unions. Laura, so we like working from home. We like wearing the slippers under the desk. Is it a surprise to find that Irish workers, however, value this ability to work from home more than they do pay?
Well, no, Carol, it's not surprising. One thing to take on is that really when Irish job hunters are entering the market for a new job, most of them are coming with, or more than most Europeans, are coming with it that they already have remote working options. So when you're looking for a new job, the objective should be at a minimum that you should be no worse off overall than your current job. So workers are going to look at the full package, and that will, as you said, include what they're going to be paid, the pension, the sick pay, but also things like work-life balance and the remote working. So they're going to be very, very, as I said, reluctant to forgo that remote working when looking at looking at the new job.
And why do you think it is that we in Ireland have much higher rates of working from home at this point than other countries?
Well, most of it is to do with the makeup of our economy. We have a very big services sector, so we have big areas in tech, financial services, professional and admin services. So the type of jobs we do allow us to work remote compared to other countries across Europe and outside of Europe. But also the fact that given that, the length of our lockdown during COVID, it meant that remote working patterns really became very embedded in it. So both as workers and as employers, we did see how working from home and working from remotely can work for the two parties.
Now, the legislation to enable people work from home means that your employer has to consider your request for remote working but doesn't have to grant it. Is that good enough?
Well, what it also does is that requires the employer that when they're taking a worker's request to work for a remote, they're now legally required that when they're looking at that request, that they do so in a fair, objective and reasonable manner. So the day of the employer saying, no, we just don't do remote here. I want you in the office 5 days a week, 9 to 5. That's gone. They have to be able to make a case to show that there are significant business reasons why it can't be allowed to happen, or the particular job or the particular person that's requesting it, it's not conducive to it. So really what's in place with this legislation is just bringing us into line with what's been available right across the European and English speaking world, where we have a fair framework for how requests are being made.
Okay, Dr. Laura Bambrick, Social and Employment Officer with ICTU.